जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन बल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा बनचारी माधव कुंज बिहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधा शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधा शिवासादि भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिभ्राचार्य स्त्रोत्र श्री भगवान श्री प्रभुपाद की ग्रंथ राशि में भागवतम की गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड वोटर्स ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड वोटर्स ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो दया मुदीरये नष्ट प्राय सुभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवति नष्ट वी आर रीडिंग टुडे फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो वन चैप्टर 11 टाइटल लॉर्ड कृष्णास एंट्रेंस इनटू द्वारका verse 28. Pravishtastu graham pitro parishva kataha swa matra bhi bhavande shirasa saptaha devaki pramukha muda pravishtastu graham pitro parishva vakta saha swa matra bhi bhavande shirasa sapta devaki pramukha muda pravishtastu graham pitro parishvakta swa matra bhi vavande shirasa sapta devaki pramukha muda Pavitra, after entering, to, but, graham, houses, pitro, of the father, parisvastva, embraced, swa, swa matrabhi, by his own mother, vavande, offered, sorry, vavande means offered obeisances. Shirsa, his head. Sapta, seven. Devaki, devaki. Paramukha, headed by Muda, gladly. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. After entering the house of his father, he was embraced by the mother present. And the Lord offered his obeisances unto them by placing his head at their feet. The mothers were headed by Devaki, his real mother. Purport. It appears that Vasudev, the father of Lord Krishna, had completely separate residential quarter where he lived with his 18 wives, out of whom Srimati Devaki is the real mother of Lord Krishna. But in spite of this, all other stepmothers were equally affectionate to him. As will be evident from the following verse, Lord Krishna also did not distinguish his real mother from his stepmother, and he equally offered his obeisances unto all the wives of Vasudev present on this occasion. According to the scripture also, there are seven mothers: the real mother, the wife of the spiritual master, the wife of Brahmana, the wife of king, the cow, the nurse, and the earth. All of them are mothers. Even by injunction of Shastra, the stepmother, who is the wife of the father, is also as good as the mother, because the father is also one of the spiritual masters. Lord Krishna, the Lord of the universe, plays the part of an ideal son just to teach others how to treat their stepmothers. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamde. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desatarane. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavanna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. First of all, I welcome you all for this Sunday, Friday Bhagavatam class. I was going through some quotes or sutra what Chaitanya Charan Prabhu has given in a calendar format. In that format, one of the quote is like, helping one person may not change the world, but it can change that person's world. So while giving the class, I consider myself to be that person, that if it changed me, and I would be more happy if Srila Prabhupada's teaching makes some difference in the life of those who are trying to get something out of it, not that I can give something. So I seek blessing from those present here, that's so that I can repeat something what I have heard. Long ago, for years together, on Sunday, the entire India, or all those who were not even Hindus, were regularly watching on Sundays Mahabharata serial. And knowingly, unknowingly, all children, elders, workers, they probably knew the two sloka which were, you know, recited before the Mahabharata. And not only the full sloka, but also the tune it was sung. Yada, yada, hi dharmasya. The same meter, same tune. All children, everybody. Glanir bhavati bharata. And the another sloka was, paritranaya sadhunam. So this was the contribution that if we repeatedly hear, and why the Lord appeared to deliver the pious, annihilate the demons, and paritranaya sadhunam. So this was the, but from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Ant Leela, what we hear, that why do the Lord appear? First of all, today I was getting a feeling, because I was inspired by my son, that why do I carry the notes sometime when you are not able to read on your own? So I said, I don't want to take a chance, because I have never given a class with a, you know, tablet. So he said, what will actually happen? I told him that I heard one dialogue 50 years ago. So what is the relevance? Dialogue was like this. जब तक तेरी सांसें चलेंगी, जब तक तेरे पैर चलेंगे, इसकी सांसें चलेंगी. गब्बर सिंह टेल्स बसंती. So how it is relevant here? So long as it doesn't go to sleep mode, so long as it doesn't scroll properly the way I want, otherwise all of a sudden, because it's my first class, please understand, you guys probably try and be with a person who is in late 60s. So from that angle I was saying, the moment something goes wrong, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. So that was my fear. But anyway, one should take risk, others are in taking inspiration from others. So what the Chaitanya Charitamrita speaks, why do the Lord appear? Bhakta gane sukh dite. Bhakta gane sukh dite prabhura avatar. And then, yaha jete yogya taha karena vyavahar. Why do Lord appear? Primarily, Chaitanya Charitamrita speak that to give pleasure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually descended to give happiness to the devotees. This is a yoga avatar. Krishna Leela are always going on. Eternally. And when Kansa came to know that through Narad Muni, that actually his killer is already alive and living somewhere. So what he did, he devised a plan. And in that plan, he calls Akrura. And Akrura was informed by Kansa that this is what I have planned, and my plan is like this. I will organize an international wrestling match, and this match, I will, at the gate, I will place Kovalya Veed. And when you get Krishna Balram, I will get Krishna Balram killed by Kovalya Veed. If by chance they escape, then I have Chandur and Mustika. And this is how, and what I'll do then later, then I will kill Vasudev, then I will also kill Nanda Maharaj, and then I will my father Ugrasen, and this is how. So, and what with my strength? My father-in-law is Jarasandha, and my friends are like Dvika, Narasur, Narakasur, Sambara, Banasur, and with their help, I am going to conquer all my enemies. So, what Akrura said? Oh, maybe your plans turn out to be fruitful or not. Because man proposes and God disposes. Unless sanctioned by the Supreme Lord, not a blade of grass can move. Supreme Lord is the power and ultimate disposer of things. But nevertheless, I will follow your instruction and I'll get Krishna and Balram. Here in Braj, just at that time, Krishna had killed Kesi demon in the form of a horse. He catch hold of his legs, wheeled him around, threw 100 yards away, unconscious. He again gets up and Krishna puts his left arm inside the Kesi's mouth like an iron hot, and he falls dead. After this, Narad Muni walks in. He has already played a role at Kansas. And now walks in. He tells, hey, glorify Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord, you are the super soul. You have descended primarily to Paritranaya Sadhunam and Vinasht like this. And I am sure, this is important, I am sure that day after tomorrow, precisely is mentioning in Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada mentioned, day after tomorrow, you will be killing Kovalya Veed. You will be killing Chandur and Mustika, and thereafter, concern. I will see other demons like Yaman, Mura, Narakasur, and you are going to be taking Parijat tea and defeat King of Heaven. Then you will be marrying daughter of the king, and what will happen then? You will save Naraga, your Dwarka pastime will be seen, just like we are reading today. And how you get your wife, Samantaka jewel, save the Brahmana from death, kill Pondrika. All this is Naradji, he knew, because the Lord's pastime is always eternal. Just the other day, Vishwarupa was mentioning that Garuda is telling, after taking, when he took shelter at the Kaliya Ghat, it was not Kaliya Ghat before, it was Jamuna and the tree. And then he is saying that I am leaving this nectar because at the 28th Manvantara's time, Krishna will be coming here, so this tree should be perfect. So this is the devotee that he will perform a pastime here. So Garuda knew. The devotee of the Lord, they know the transcendental activity. That can be understood only by transcendentalists. So, sometimes we get entangled in, you know, technical aspect. Yes. When I first heard somebody speaking at our Khar program 35, 40 years ago, and he said, the meaning of the translation of Hare Krishna mantra is, oh my Lord, oh energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. When you are listening, the meaning of the translation is like this. But when you see Hare Krishna, where is the translation? Where is the connection? So we need to understand, not go by word for word, but the spirit behind when we are chanting the holy name of the Lord. So like in this particular verse, I was just trying to see that where the, in the translation, Sapta is addressed, nowhere. Sapta means seven, right, in the translation. But how beautifully Srila Prabhupada, therefore we need at all steps somebody to tell us, somebody to guide. The purpose of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, is the only shelter. Otherwise we can easily get bewildered. Or the sadhus, or those who are followers, those who have realized, if we spend time with it, this is important. Otherwise, it is very, very confusing. So, according to scripture, Garuda Puran, there are seven places of Moksha Daika. Kasi Kanchi Maya Ayodhya Avantika Mathura Dwarakavati Chaya Sapteya Moksha Daika. What means? Kashi means Varanasi today. Kanchi means Kanchipuram, you know, abode of temple. Maya, here Maya is referring to Haridwar. Ayodhya, Dwarka and Mathura, you all know. Avantika is Ujjain. We also hear from the Shastras Sapta Rishis. Kashyap, Atri, Vashishtra, Vishwamitra, Gautam, Jagnagni and Bharadwaj. We also hear the seven immortal personalities called Chiranjeev, Aswatthama, Vedavyasa, Hanuman, Kripa, Vibhishan, Parashuram, Markandeya, and some also called King Mahabali. Recently, His Grace Subhilas Prabhu was in Gopal's Garden High School, and he handed over me seven books. Very thin, but hardcover, wonderful. I asked him, what is this? That these are the seven divine mothers. I have books I have got printed for children only. And who are these seven divine mothers? If we just go through that, the children will get an idea who's Radharani, who's Sita, who's Parvati, who's Mother Ganga, Sachi Devi, and also Mother Saraswati and their glory. So seven divine mothers are around. And here we are referring to Adho Mata Guru Patni Brahmani Rajapatnika Dhenur Dhatri Tatha Prithvi Tapta Eta Matra Smata. How we take inspiration from the teaching of Srila Prabhupada, from the Ramayana and Mahabharata, the glories of each one of these categories. We'll try and discuss some of these mothers. And especially, the chapter and the chapter before is center, the theme is center around life of many wonderful Vaishnava, speaking about motherly love of in this section. So, those who are familiar with Prabhupada's initial talks, he would take great pleasure in always talking about and giving lectures and series of lectures on teaching of Mother Kunti. So one such mother is Kunti in the category of a wife of a king. So she is epitome of grateful heart, compassion, showering love, but most important, under all circumstances, remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the conclusion of all the Vedas. And we wonder sometimes, what such advanced devotee of the Lord, why they go through what they go through. So we heard in the last lecture what His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj mentioned. It is due to inevitable time. He defined what inevitable time means, what it must happen. It is not like perhaps, or it may happen, or I think so. So the time is the factor. And he said that even the most pious with the best of karma has to suffer. Why? Because material perplexity is such that it does not spare anyone. So she suffered the most. We all know what was her fault. Because she pleased a brahmana. She pleased the brahmana. And to that extent, the brahmana, Durvasa Muni, is so much pleased that he blessed her. That whenever you desire, somebody will come like this. And curiosity, she called and she got Karna. And she has to hide the secret. Her eldest son, Karna, and the youngest five were the worst of enemies. What a painful situation for a mother. And family member, own family member, tried to kill her and her children. What to speak? They were vanished to forest, and five grandchildren slaughtered while they were sleeping. Now, after the war, there was some hope, Achhe Din Aayenge. And she was not thrilled about that. She was not looking, now all will be well. She was worried. What she was worried of? In this happy situation, oh my Lord, I may not turn to you. I may forget you. So let the calamity come again and again so that I can remember you. This was, we may say in class and while discussing that, but when the trouble actually comes, we come, Brother Gopinath ji, please take this away. And it is easy, I often repeat that the misery is inevitable. But suffering is optional, right? But 2 months before, when I got herpes, I had different experience. It is a very, very painful situation to handle. And body was suffering very badly. But what I, if I recall, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, during the pandemic time, any class what he has given, he has always made sure to recite one sloka. Very simple, repeatedly. Matra Sparsha Supanteya. So, it is true that you cannot avoid misery. And the suffering is optional. Why? Because through these teachings, you are mentally accepting the fact that this world is like this. And one must learn to tolerate. In that proportion, it is actually nothing, the suffering what we go through. I'm not trying to say that I have conquered. But that one must learn to tolerate by repeated prayas. It is relatively a very easy path to handle situation when it comes to light. Maharaj also repeated in the last class that a Vaishnava is one who expects suffering and problem every moment. And he mentioned that how it actually sounds negative. But he quoted Kunti. What was the spirit behind? She was expecting misery so that. And why one should be in that mood? When we expect good thing and they are not fulfilled, then we are frustrated. And so, to the degree we expect, we are going to be frustrated. So, in that mood, if this is understood, then we will always be safe. The another mothers are mentioned here is a Brahman Patni. So, who doesn't know the glories of the ladies of Brahman wives? Those who were performing, yagna, collecting in paraphernalia, reciting mantra, and so many things were happening. And in this age of Kali, it is difficult. Even at the time of Krishna, the Brahman are considered to be the teacher of human society. But they also get illusion because of the power of external energy. So even after realizing and spending time in learning and everything, they did not get the essence. When the call comes from Krishna, all details are to be kept aside. When the call comes from Guru, our head should be kept behind. So when these kind of a thing are not understood, the spiritual life doesn't begin. The ladies of the Brahmanas, Brahmanis, they understood well. And when Krishna came, we want, hungry, like this. Oh, take it all. No, it is not yet offered. It is not life or to life. So, but why these Brahmanas were afraid? They were afraid of Krishna. Because who will supply us? So this was the mood. But Brahmanis had full faith that Krishna will provide. For Kali Yuga, Srila Prabhupada has given us a very simple formula of chanting the holy name. Because he mentions in Krishna book 10 that Desh, Kal, Drabhya, Mantra, Tantra, Agni, Ritvik, Devata, Yajman, Kritu, Dharma. They may not be pure in this age of Kali Yuga. The place, the time, paraphernalia, hymns, spiritual evidences, fire. Ritvik means learned performer. And Yajman, the performer of the sacrifice. And Kritu, the sacrificed self. So, and the Dharma, the procedure. All these details in this age of Kali Yuga, Srila Prabhupada said that the simplest process is what? Take the shelter of the holy name, perform all these activities, but have full conviction on the yagna of the Kali Yuga, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So, when we take shelter, then Krishna take care. Tu mere samne, main tere samne. Tu tere kaam mein, main mere dham mein. But when you, tu mere naam mein, main tere kaam mein. Everything will be taken care of. We have to do the needful. Come, when we have more faith on our karma, we lose focus on kripa. Needful has to be done. but also have faith, kripa, taking shelter, taking guidance, then comes kripa. So therefore, it is important to have complete conviction in what Sri Prabhupada said, that chanting of the holy name of the Lord is the only solution for this age of Kali Yuga. Maharaj was also mentioning that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu provided hundreds of room to hundreds of devotees. Why? To clean the heart. Clean the temple of the heart through these services. We are soon having that festival, Gundita Marjan. Another mother is talked about in the pages of Ramayana is Mother Sita. She had not even put her foot anywhere other than a soft place. And she was fighting her battle with Ram that I want to accompany you and go to forest. And she is giving all kind of, but Ram says, no, you will not be able to handle. It is not the age. Like so many things are described here. Then she passed the remarks and then said, to make her case very strong, that my father Janak has given my hand to a person who is not confident of taking care of his wife. So Ram did not take it in an offensive mood, but actually Ram took the intention behind that under all circumstances Sita wanted to be with Ram, whether it's the palace of Ayodhya or the forest of Dandakaranya. She went through Agni Pariksha. Can you imagine, we hear, jiske liye sab kuch choda. And that person, very person, is talking about that you have to go through this. When she was pregnant, she was vanished to Valmiki Ashram. Now here we talk about yahan jese yogya tahan karena vyavahar. The Lord's parsad and the Lord, what they do and how they behave is the way fit the time and circumstances. This is what we learn from the Antalila of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Appears for what purpose? Giving pleasure to the Lord. And how the... So we will be bewildered. Why Lord did what he did? Why is pregnant? So when she met... Now we are switching to another wonderful mother. And her teachings are also very instructive. So they come to a place and Sita meets a very, very old lady with a wrinkle on her face. And her husband tells her, please guide Sita. So now... Sita, imagine the age of a young married woman. She may have question in mind, why this unsolicited advice? And that too from an old lady who is barely able to stand, wrinkle on her face, and she is supposed to guide me. And Atri Muni continues. And she is that personality who... When there was a drought, for 10 years there was no rain. At that time, a kind of a sacrifice and tapasya she did. Because of that, today Mandakini is flowing here in this area. And then he further goes on to say, Valmiki says, Dasubar sahasrani tata tapta mahattam anusuya brate snana pratyuhasa nivartita. Because she performed austerity and penances for 10,000 years. Today the rishis and everyone, those who were having so many obstacles in their path of devotional service, are able to perform their activities without any anxiety and obstacle. She is this personality. So, after hearing these words of wisdom, she goes on to say, Mother Anusuya, Anusuya starts speaking how a wife should behave. It can be very bewildering to the today's generation. After hearing, because they may claim that these shastras are written by male, whether it's Vyasadeva or Valmiki, and they have quoted some mother how a female or a wife should behave. It is a detailed description. We will not get into this, but to the extent she went on to say, even if the husband is a characterless person or he is a pauper, should not be rejected. Valmiki said this. Sita, after hearing all this, Anusuya also asked, Sita, you tell me something about your history. Your brother. She described everything, how my father found, how my mother trained me, how when I was leaving Ayodhya, how my mother-in-law Kausalya guided me that what are my duties. I thank you for giving me this words of wisdom. But as regards my husband Ram, I want to tell you something. What is that? Valmiki says, Sakra drishtva swapi istrishu napena nrip vatsala. Something like what Srila Prabhupada has mentioned in this purport. How Krishna treated the stepmother like his own mother, not only Devaki. So what Valmiki is saying, I am repeating, if Maharaj Dasarath even looked at any woman with a loving glance, that was enough for Sri Ram to develop a Vatsalya Ras. This is what my Ram is. And for your information, Maharaj Dasarath had 350 wives and plus 3 primary. And this history is little known to us, that how Parashuramji wanted to kill, and he spared 2 places where people are with naked woman. There he will not kill, because my purport is that he must have thought these people are already killed, those who are engaged in only sexual activity, what to kill them. Right? And the other person, those who are in getting married. So whenever he was coming to this side, so Ram's behavior, so Sita's quoting that even Dasarath Maharaj looked at somebody, and that is, so she is my mother. So something like what Prabhupada is mentioning about Krishna dealing with the other mother. And what Sita says,
Nato vishishtam paschami bandhavam virmushitam.
Mera anubhav ye hai. What she is saying, and what I declare after deliberation, that there is no better well-wisher for a wife than her husband. When there was just a little experience, I thought to share that when I got COVID, and our understanding about COVID was, when I got it was not so open, that COVID means there is a good chance that your day have come. Right? That was initial mood and during that time. But I was in very good care of Bhaktivedanta doctor's team, competently and spiritually. So I was, But still I thought, how my wife will be taken care of. So what Sita is mentioning, I am able to relate. That though there may be disturbances in the family, though there will be many obstacles, but what? So what she is saying, there is no better well-wisher. But now, in today's generation, these things, we have to be practical, we should be practical. We can't spend, when there are more than problem than the solution. So there are ways that it is better. But there are some systems. What is our goal in life? What Krishna says? Ultimately, the Vedic way is the only way. First thing we should, intellectually understand. And then practically how we deal, that is our own intelligence. Krishna says, Vedesh sarva aham eva vedyo. I am to be known. Right? And then, Vedic culture means Krishna culture. And orderly systems are required. So, if we take Krishna away, then our goal is also away. So, there are some systems for God realization. And if those systems are followed, then, but according to the time, place and circumstances, and situation, and the need of the hour, sometime we may do the roles which are traditionally not done by mothers. Why? Because the circumstances are like that. Because situation is like that. Changing world is like that. For example, the marriage is to regulate the passionate drive. And in order to have a peaceful society, this is required. And when we are in a peaceful state, we are ready to understand our goal. But while doing all this exercise, anything what we do, whether we want to live together or not together, but if the goal is not forgotten, the role can be according to time and place and circumstances. But Vedic style, Vedic culture should be at least theoretically understood so that we come to that platform that ultimately no matter what you do, this is Dukhalaya Asaswatam. Another mother we hear from the pages of Ramayana is from the monkey family, Tara. She, knowing the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Ram, she is telling, Ram is immeasurable in promise. And unconquerable. Valmiki ji says, Prakatya nipunesha buddhi maschecha banaraha aparikshit viryena sugriva sat neshyati. Sugriva is clever by nature. He is wise. Without assessing the ability of Ali, he will not enter into friendship. And my dear husband, please remember that it is the duty of an elder brother to give only love to the younger one. This is what a wife is trying to remind, that don't try to knock at the door of the death. She knew the position of the Lord and guided, but the husband did not listen, so he had to face the consequences. Another mother mentioned on page Ramayana is from the family of Rakshasa, is Mandodari. How many times when Ravan got Sita, first day she confronted. Valmiki ji says that Mandodari, to the extent she, which was actually a news for me, that you have many beautiful women which are better than Sita.
And I am more beautiful than Sita. And why this? You are captivated by this lust. And how it goes further. She said,
Tasunari nija sachiva bulai pratvahu kanta jo chaho bhalai. Suno nath sita bin dine hit na tumhar shambhu ajkine.
Oh my dear husband, please call your sachiv and send Sita back. If you do not do this, even your lord and master Shambhu will not be able to help you. Therefore, and then Ravan did not listen to her words of wisdom, and then had to face consequences. Another mother mentioned by Srila Prabhupada is Prithvi. We drill, we abuse, we dump, and how she continues to provide. The glories of the cows are known to us, that we cannot survive. And if we have land and cow, that is sufficient according to Srila Prabhupada to perform our daily spiritual activities and live happily. One more woman we should take lesson from the pages of Ramayana. We should be careful. From the point of view, if we consider that person to be a Parsad, we may not understand from our point of view what lesson we should take. But if from the point of view, from a worldly dealing, how one should not be like is mentioned through this pastime. And this personality is Kekai. She lost her affection for her husband. She lost her intelligence. She lost her affection for son. She never considered Ram to be stepson. So Lakshman questioned Ram, is Maharaj Dasarath blinded by the lust of this young lady? Ram said, no, Lakshman, don't say like this. It is not a question of infatuation. It is a question of obligation. Because he gave promise. Ragukulari sadakalai. So it's a matter of obligation. So don't. Because our mother Kekai loved. Her love flows for us like Ganga. Lakshman quickly said, how this love has been dried up just overnight? How Ram replied, we all should remember this. Whenever anything like this happened, not it is because of the destiny. Ram, we have to understand how Ram behaved as far as this part of destiny in dealing in life. When he was supposed to follow the duty of a son, he called it destiny. But when he wanted to get Sita, he believed that what is his duty now? So duty as a son and duty as a husband. So he did not leave. Oh, Sita was to be stolen, so it's fine, destiny. So now we are talking here about how one should not be like. So, being a female, it is expected that she considered feminine aspect and she did not care for what will happen to Sita. Did not even care for royal priest Vasishtha. Did not fear the how will Ayodhya Vasi will react and our courtier will react to my this kind of a stand. She was not a fool. She was a queen. She knew many things to the extent that she could ride a chariot. Drive, right? She saved life of Maharaj Dasarath. And in that process, she had got those wounds. How a bad association for some time can take away our intelligence is the lesson one should learn from this. Gram katha, jab bhi hum kisi aise vyakti ke saath milte hain, then we get into gram katha. That is very, very detrimental for the path of spiritual realization or our goal. ग्राम कथा करने से अच्छा भाई मेरे खामोश रहो या फिर ऐसी बात कहो जो खामोशी से अच्छी हो. सो बेकार वो मुख है, हमने कितनी बार सुना है, जो रहे व्यर्थ बातों में. फॉर मंत्रा इट वॉज तिल्ली लगाना काम था. यू विल बिकम सर्वेंट ऑफ राम, यू विल बिकम second wife, Kausalya will treat you like dirt, all those kind of a thing. An intelligent one, array, just shut up, mind your business, be mantra. But I was listening to a class Radha Govindji Maharaj was giving on this particular pastime, how Dasarath Maharaj was pleading Kekai. And like, it is a pastime. Appears that where Dasarath Maharaj's intelligence had gone, but his love for Ram was overpowering everything, and therefore he was at a state. He was crying like a madman, he was begging at the feet of his own wife, lying on her feet, and she did not care. She did not care at all. So Dasarath Maharaj says, Tor kalank mor pachtahu, mohe hi na mite hi na jai kahu, phir pachite hasi ant abhagi, maras gaye naharu lagi. Oh foolish woman, this kalank will never go. This kalank, tor kalank, mor pashtao, and my repentance will never end. And what are you doing? Phir pachitaye antabhagi, O you abhagi. You will repent later. You know what you are doing? You are killing a cow for the sake of that one hair on the tail. So, because she did not take, what lesson we should take? She did not take second opinion. कि मैं जो कर रही हूं वो सही है. This was a big mistake. Another thing, a blunder. We often talk about people rather than two people. So she made a blunder. We often talk. Directly she could have, and imagine the scene if she had directly spoken to Maharaj Dasarath. What was her fear? Maharaj Dasarath, please tell me what is the hurry? We should celebrate. This is the biggest event of Ayodhya. We should do better planning. Why overnight you want to do all this? This could be one reason. Another, please tell me, what is the hurry? So that my doubt. But she did not do this. What Maharaj would have answered? Dear, I have been getting jolting reminders about my departure. This would have turned the whole story upside down. After hearing Maharaj's departure, Kekai, how she would have reacted? Oh my God. It could have brought them much more closer than before. And maybe they would have planned now their retirement, the spiritual journey, and so many other things. Rather than getting into this mood of that Maharaj Dasarath is neglecting me and devising some plan or something like that. So this is the big mistake, that she did not talk to the person, but she talked to... This is what happened. So the association is one part. And instead of clarification, she presumed the motivation. This is the another lesson we get from. So, she played the role of a mother. She was in association with the Supreme Lord and Pastor, but because of these deficiencies, she had to pay a big price. So, association with manipulator is a very, very dangerous thing. One should be very, very careful. Once you realize that this person is a manipulator, please keep a distance. But it does not mean that we are referring here to those who are critic. We have heard many times, Nindak nyare rakhiye. Mother, you provide a place in your courtyard, make a room made. If someone is correcting you, why? Because without the soap and the water, you cannot cleanse. So that is the role. So, what someone says? Shok se nikaliye nuks mere kirdar mein. Shok se nikalo. Shok se nikaliye nuks mere kirdar mein. Aap nahi honge to mujhe tarasega kaun? We need somebody. Otherwise we think I am Mr. Right. This is a boon, in fact. Maybe a bitter pill, but sure shot cure. To have someone around who can correct us. So, what we learn from these mothers should be our meditation. What we should not be doing should also be our efforts and meditation. But the most important aspect, when we take shelter of the Vedic culture, Vedic lifestyle, Vedic teaching, and according to time, place and circumstances, we keep on playing the role whatever we need to play, but without remembering, without forgetting what our goal is, by taking shelter on the basis of teaching of Srila Prabhupada and his follower, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, should be our meditation. I thank you all for your patience listening. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.